Okay, today's daf is daf Dalet. We're on daf Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, two daf, a ton of Rabbanan. Okay, so Gemara is now going to talk about the Shita of a Kusi, or a Kuti. Right, so the Machlokas Abai and Rabba that we mentioned before. What is sufficient observing of a Kuti that will make it Shita Kusha? So Abai said you have to be Omed Al Gabov. And Rabbi said even Yotzev Nifras is enough. And they had the whole back and forth about, you know, what's the difference with that and Yainesef. So now we're going to bring a Brisa. The Brisa is going to be ambiguous. And based on the ambiguity, both Abai and Rabbi are going to make a deal. And then you have them as much to say, well, what about the other person's deal? So Tara Rabbanan. Right, we have the following Brisa. Shchitas Kusi Muteres. The Shchita of a Kusi, again, this is under the assumption that the Kusim are Geirei Emes, that they're really Geirei, but they live under... I think the Kusim and the Samaritans are sort of the same idea, but they live under a different set of halakhic guidelines. Right? So Tanur Rabbanan, and we change this later on, the Gemara changes later, that Kusim are considered like Goyim, but at this point in time, in the Gemara is discussing the case of a Kusim, assuming they're Geri Yemes. So Tanur Rabbanan, Shritas Kusim Muteris, it's Mutter Lechatila. I have met Marmur Murim, where you say that the Shrit of a Kusim is Mutter to eat Lechatila. That's Kisi Yisrael Omeid Al Gaba. That is if a Jew is standing there, and he's a Mashkiah to Kusim throughout the Shrita. Abol, ba umatzol sheshachet. Let's say you walk into the room and you find the animal shechted on the floor, right? Abol ba umatzol sheshachet. So what do? You have to test him. Chosei chazayis. You chop off a chazayis worth of the meat. Vinosinlo. You give it to the kusi. So again, the kusi, he's mocked it on himself. He's not mocked it with the either. So if he eats it himself, so you know you're okay. So you give it to him. Achlo mutter. If he ate it, then it's mutter for you to eat it. If he refuses to eat it, right, if he abstains from that piece of meat, so you can't eat from his meat. The assumption is that shita is no good. Kayotzebo, similarly, matzah biyado, let's see, find in the hands of the kusi, dikurya shel tziporim. So Tosa says dikurya of birds, dikurya of birds. Tosa is a basket. Rabbeinu Gershom and maybe Rashi say that it's talking about like birds, shechted birds. Strung up on the string. Whole bunch of shechted birds. Right? So again, the same thing. What do you don't know whether it was kosher or not. You found it. So bidi have a situation. What do? Koteya rosho, you chop off the head. Right? So the problem over here now is there must be a big head because it has to be a kezias. Because if it's less than a kezias, right, then we can't be stomach on the kusi because we saw before that the kusi is not stomach on any, is not marked on anything less than a kezias. That's what the Kibbutz Eger says. So Sofer says, you know, maybe it's not, maybe it doesn't have to be a Kazayas, maybe since the head is a Zabra Chashev, so it's considered a barrier. And he has to give him a shear of the meat of the bird. I don't know what after the head, but a shear of the meat of the bird. Vindo Sinlo, and you give it to him, Achalo, if he eats it, Mutalecha Mishikaso. Vimlav, Asalecha Mishikaso. Okay, that's the Brisa. I say Gezukta Brisa. So the Gemara says, Abaye Doik Mereisha, Abaye is going to make a deacon Mereisha, and Robert Daik Misefa, right? Abaye Rash says, Abaye the Amar Le'el Yotzib and Nechlas the Fiwalo. Abai says that Yotzev and Niflas is not enough to provide a hashkacha on the kusi. Machlokus two deos associates, whether he even says that to the Yevet. But Abai says the Amr le'el Yotzev and Niflas l'chafila rash says l'chafila lo sharin in Gabi Shita. He's make a deek in the ratio. The Rabbo says it's mutter, leaving the chafila, Yotzev and Niflas make a deek in the seifa. Right, we have the three situations that you have. You have Omen al-Gabov on one extreme, you have Nibsa Shachot on the other extreme, you have the ambiguous middle, the case of Rice doesn't mention, which is Yotzi ben Nichnas. So Abai is going to make a deal from one case, and Rabbah is going to make a deal from the other case. Abai does my ratio, Rabbah does my sefer. Abai does my ratio, what does the ratio say? That it says that Shchitos Kusi is when is it Muteret Nachila, that stops you your Omen al-Gabov. Taima, the Yisrael Omen al-Gabov. So he's going to say that's the only time which Mutalit has Nachila. Aval Yotzev and Nifnas, the case of Yotzev and Nifnas, which isn't mentioned, well, that's not going to be kosher. And Rabbah is going to make the deed the other way. Rabbah's like, we're safer. Taima, when do you have to do the checking? When do you have to do the bedika? That's only Dibar Umatzol Shashachat. That's only if you walk in and you find it, Shachat already. But the middle case of Aval Yotzev and Nifnas, Shachat Tami. That would be good. So now the obvious question is going to be, well, what does the Abaye do with Rabbah's deed? And what does Rabbah do with the Abaye's deed? The ratio and the safer seem to be incongruous. So the Ritva points out, he says, listen, you really could have asked this question now about the incongruity of the ratio of the Sefer without a Abaye and Rabba. The ratio of the Sefer of the Brisa seems to indicate one thing, the Sefer seems to indicate another thing. They're just using the Abaye and Rabba because it's convenient, because it fits into their Shitas, and they're making the Yugam from it. According to the Ritva, you can make you can have this Tashi even without a Abaye and Rabba. So the Gemara says, okay, so...
Like
Right, right. Put a face, to the voice. Right. So Abaye, Abaye is kasha sefer. The sefer is a kasha of Abaye. Abaye says go to nefesh is no good. The sefer seems to indicate that only time it's no good is if it came in, it was shefin. Much more than omer forgot yotzei v'nichnas is good. So amalach Abaye would say yotzei v'nichnas being yotzei v'nichnas nami v'om mitzol karile. It's the same thing as walking in and out. Meaning walking in and out is ready to be the other situation of being found. It Rashi says. It doesn't. The idea is when it says boom at so shoshachat, that includes yotzei v'nichnas. That's the relative of the other situation, because you're walking in it. Well, how long does it take? You're walking in, you're walking out. I think it was what I said with mashkichim, when it comes to fleishik restaurants, we do not use yotzei v'nichnas. We do a mashkich tamidi. Milkless, we say yotzei v'nichnas is okay in the restaurant. I'm not sure. Okay? So I'm going to have yotzei v'nichnas, nami boom at so karele. Rava will say the same thing. Urava Akasha Reisha, which Reisha seems to indicate that only Omer Gabov is good, but Yotzei v'Nichnas would require the test. So Amalach, Yotzei v'Nichnas Nami, Omer Gabov Dami. Yotzei v'Nichnas and Omer Gabov is the same thing. Why? I guess I thought maybe it is that Rav is looking at it more from a psychological standpoint. The psychological standpoint, the Mashkiach is there to instill fear in the showcase, that if he gets messed up, he'll get caught. So if the guy is there the whole time, he'll get caught. If the guy's walking in and out, he also thinks he's going to get caught. So maybe it's the same thing. Okay. So now that Bryce continued, right? Bryce is then said afterwards, what's the case of the birds? What is the case of the birds? The same halacha. So now Bryce says, no, there was more to talk about by the birds. Hayotzeba mitzobi yodo dekuyer shotzipurim kotei erosha v'chule. So am I, why does eating the head of the bird, of one bird, suffice to prove that all the birds are kosher? Right? Lechus dilma hayhu dehavi shafi shafir. Maybe the... Interesting. Maybe the Kusi only shechted one bird correctly, the other birds have been shechted correctly, and he's just going to eat the one bird that shechted correctly. Again, he's not mocking on Litna either, so he doesn't care if you eat the other birds, so he eat one. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Menashe, Simamachas Izem of Bisharim, that's the Simon for Rav Menashe, all the cases that he has, Bimachnisan Tachas Nafa. We're talking about when the Yisrael checks the Kusi, the Yisrael who's checking the Kusi takes all the birds, I guess, under his, under his wing. Takes the birds and under his cloak, right? And he cuts off one, and he brings one and gives it to him. And then the Kusi eats it. So the Kusi has no idea which bird he took it from. So if he eats it, he lights a pun. So if he eats it, then it's, It's like, right, it's very close. So the Gemara says, Pick a bird. The Dilma Simon Havayol in the Gave, maybe the Kusi had a simon on the kosher bird. So when you pulled out one bird, we could see the simon, and say, oh, no, that's the bird that's kosher, I'm going to eat that. But if you saw that the bird, you know...
How do you know if
you
use a different head? They
just take the wing. Mara says to take the
head, take the bird.
He does, he makes the simon. That's what Mara's having me, he's making the simon. He makes the simon of the entire bird. So I'm going to rub Misharashi, he's in the Mais Le Mimusei. And he mushes it up, it's a very technical term. So he mushes up the birds in a way that there's no way to make it. He rubs it out somehow that makes up the simon. The point being is it's the same idea. So Gemara says, now wait a second. You're telling me that he's just as machmir on the kusi, he's just a machmir about shikas opos as he is on shikas behema. Maybe that's not the case. But Dilma Kastavi kusim ain't shikas open their Torah. Maybe the kusi doesn't hold that shikas by birds is a dindaraisa and doesn't hold by it. Why would he say that? Rashi says, Mishud the Lok Siv Zvicha Behedja. The word Zvicha is never written in the context of birds. Ella the Bakar Bitzom. It's only written by animals. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Zavachtami Bikarcha Mitzonecha. The Anan, those who believe in Torah Shavah Peh, the Anan, Yafina Behekesh. We learn that Shkita goes to a bird, Behekesh. It's actually Machlokes, as whether Shkita opens the rights to the Ramana. Right, we hold it to the rights, but we learn it from Behekesh, because it says, Mizos Torah Sabehema the Oath. So maybe the Kusi, who apparently is similar to a Tsuki, it doesn't hold, not Tsuki, Tsuki doesn't hold the Torah Shavah Peh, maybe he doesn't hold the Shritas Opus Doraisa, and if he doesn't hold the Shritas Opus Doraisa, he's not mocking on it, so who cares if he eats it? That doesn't indicate that it's a good Shrita. So the Gemara says, no, Ulutameh, according to you, that the Kusi only observes things that are Tzadak or written in the Torah, but what about Shrita? Okay, the concept of Shrita is written in the Torah. But halacha is a shkita? It's nowhere to be found in the Torah. Right? It says kasher tivisicha. Where? It's a Torah Shabbat, it's a Masorah. So according to Tameich, that since it's not written in the Torah, they wouldn't be machmir on the Shkita. Well, what about Shkita's behema? What about Shehiyah, about delaying or a hitch in the Shkita, which we say is no good? Or Dirata, where you apply the pressure as opposed to doing a slicing motion. These are the five problems that can have a Shkita. Or Chalada, where I think you come up from the up, as opposed to coming across. Hagrama v'ikr. Ikr, I think hagrama means you put it in the middle and go to the sides. I'm not sure whether there's an ikor, maybe ripping it out without checking it. I don't remember. Well, what? Ikor is tearing before the cutting begins. Ikor, like the ikor is tearing. And what's hagrama? Going too far. Okay, those five psulim are not written in the Torah, and yet you say that you're going to be so make on their shvita if they eat it. The Gemara says no. So the Gemara answers, Ela kevun da'chzika b'hu. Once it's clear to us that the kusim observe this mitzvah, that Rashi says chzika means achzaka to us. I think the pasuk shot is that it's clear to us that they are masters this mitzvah. So then chzika b'hu. So Hakinami, so too here, when it came to Shkita of both Behemoth and Ophos, we know that they do that. It just happens to be. It came to Ezekiel. Once we know that they are observant in this way, they're observant. And we can be so much on it, provided that they eat from it. Because if they don't eat from it, right, they're only masik for themselves. They're not muksak to check for other people because they don't care about lifting either. It's just fascinating how the kusim played such an important role in those times. I mean, the kusim were the ones who didn't want the base ministry to be built. So there's always antagonism between the kusim. Yet even with all this antagonism, I'll put a positive spin on it. Even with all this antagonism, the Gemara is going out of its way to find ways to allow their shkita to be kosher. I think it may be driven economically because it wasn't like mass-produced meat at that time. Meat wasn't kosher, you know, you have a problem for a couple of days if a farmer puts kosher meat. You know, it wasn't that thing, like today you throw the shop and you put a warm glass and you can see it all over the place. Still not as bad, not like then. No, my grandfather tells a story of his father who was a dying in the town of Poland, where a guy came with a cow, checked the cow, and the chauffeur thought that it was straight. Thought it was straight, and my great-grandfather couldn't find a heifer. He couldn't find a heifer. My grandfather fasted for 2 days. So he had to shake up this cow. He had to shake up this cow, and the whole town was without meat now. There's no meat for Shabbos, there's nothing. This was the cow. He couldn't bear the fact that wasn't able to. It's my grandfather's memory. I don't know what it is, how accurate it is. But the point of the story doesn't have to be, didn't have to happen in order for it to be true. So the point is that it was very difficult for people to trade up meat.
Okay, the people that were cutting off the head, why do you have these Jew cuts?
It was Nimsa Shakla.
No, I know. I'm saying, which bird to cut the head off?
What do you mean? The head has to be cut off already. You shafted it.
Yeah,
it's dead.
They gave a random head.
Yeah.
Right, so what if the Jew picked the Jew head?
The Jew did pick, does pick the head. That was what the Gemara said. Maybe he has a simon on it. Or maybe...
The first question was
that maybe he just takes his own head. And the Gemara says, no, the Jew has to give it. Okay. The Gemara says, the achzik below isik below ktsive, the whole idea of whether or not they're machzik, the kusim are machzik, a mitzvah that's not the favor is written in the Torah, that's a tanaihi. Right? The aksuk, the low aksuk, bidalok sive, tanaihi. Well, how do you know? They're signing the following braisa. Matzah kusi. We saw this case before once. The matzah that a kusi bakes, muteret, it's mutter, meaning it's not chametz. And not only is it not chametz, the adam yotze oyde chavasa the pesach. You can eat on the first night of pesach, and give yotze, meaning it has all the mitzvahs of shimur. The question for the first night of Pesach. Right. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, because the mitzvah of matzah is written in the Torah. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Oser. Lefisha ain't between the Dukte mitzvahs Kisra. Eliezer makes most sense. It's a Kusim, are not medatic mitzvahs like we are. How can you be so much on them? Get the psychology there. They're not full fledged. You can't be so much on them. And then comes the Shimon Gamliel alone there. Kol mitzvah shechzikah b'kusim. Any mitzvah that the Kusim take upon themselves. They're more from the regular Jews. They're very mocking on this, right? They're very mocking on something. They're mocking, take it all the way. So the Gemara says, first the Tosa asks the question, he goes, how is it possible that you can eat the matzah of the kusim? Right? Tosa says, in Tomer, alo gozer al piton. There's a gzera of pas kusim. Now I eat pas kusim. Right? He says, Since they were vatel, they didn't allow people to build the base of Midrash during the times of Ezra. The Amar Pirkei Rabbi Lazer, right? So how do you eat there? There's a gazer, you're not allowed to eat him. But Lekla Mimer, don't say that that's the Kusim Rishonim, right? The Ksiv Bahem Vesalheim, how you owed them. That they were still Goyim. And we're talking about the latter Kusim, right? The Haka Amar Hassam, Mikan Amar Vlazer, Kol Ochel Pas Kusi, Kiilo Ochel Vlazer Chazir. And Rabbi Lazer is much later. Right? The Taninya, Nami Lekaman, Shchitas, Min, whatever, Labos Chachavim, Pit. And we say that we compare it, Pitso Pas Kusi. It's comparable. Right? So the Omer Ben Tam was talking about the Mayahach of the East of Israel. It's the dough of a Jew that's given to Israel. She'asa kusi min ramatza. The Gemara, then he asked another question. Okay, this is, that's just a technical question to look it out. Now they ask a more fundamental question. The Im Tomar, Heyach Yotziva. How could be Yotziva? Shema, hu lo shama l'shem mitzvah. The chashidi alipnei iva lo titen mitzvah. Wait a second. So I go to the store, and there's a whole box of kusi matzah. I'm going to buy the kusi matzah. But who said he would eat that one? They're not showing it on the either. So he's only eat the ones that are kept in his house. He's more firm for himself.
Exactly.
So the one that he puts in the store for me, he doesn't care if I violate the Isser. Right, but we don't mention it here. We don't mention it. You can only eat it if you see the Kusi eat it. So Toso says it though. But Toso says, you probably have to stay there with the Kusi. You know, called different Yesiv and Yesiv. So you and the Kusi are sitting together at a Seder, and you see that he doesn't eat any other matzah. So basically, at a second before Chatzos, when you see that the Kusi didn't eat anything else, then you can be so much on and eat the Kusi matzah. Okay.
You can't tell it's more than
God. I would say not, because who says that he's selling the matzah that he would eat? His Ashkakla is no good, only his eating it proves it. Okay.
It's kind of muddy, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You trust the guy, but yet the guy can be a dirt bag.
Listen, we're going to come up later. We're going to see today that you get Mumel Avodah Zara, you can trust the Shchita. Event. I mean, it seems clear. It seems very clear from that in order to trust somebody, that we're much more machir this man is there. You know, the whole idea of it. You can have a kusi. It's also saying you can mish with the kusi. Can you imagine that? Nowadays, people won't mish with their next door neighbor. But with a kusi, the Gemara says it's okay.
Yeah, no problem sabotaging your mitzvah, but they can trust them that it's good.
But they won't sabotage their own. So if you could get in with their own mitzvah, then you can be yosef. So Amar, matzah kusi muteres, but adam yosef would be chavos of pesach. Pshita, once it's mutter, you can be yosef your mitzvah. There's no mal came lo b'kiv shimur, or maybe it's kosher and that there's no chametz, but maybe they didn't do, you know, it's not shmur matzah, you know, maybe it's like machine or something like that, maybe it doesn't have all the chumras. Kamash malon, that even by the concept of shmur, they are baki. Rabbi Lezer Oster says no. Lefisha ain b'kim b'duktik a mitzvah. They're not medachik in mitzvos. They're not going to be medachik in this. They're not medachik in mitzvos. They do it haphazardly. Kasavar lo b'kiv shmur. He says they're not baki the shmur. It's the matzah from being chametz. Therefore, you can't even eat on Pesach. Okay. I don't know, it's Machlokes and Matzias, not sure. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, no, kol mitzvah shechzikah b'kusim, harim mitachim b'yosim Yisrael. They're more mitachim than Yisrael. So what's the way? Tanakama. That means that you can eat it. So it's the same thing as the Tanakama, which says that you can eat it in the Yotze. So Gemara says, no, again, we're trying to prove ichsuk below ksiva. Now we're going to explain this right and get to that Machlokes. Keep in mind what we're trying to do. The question is, if whether something is not written in the Torah, do we see that they're muksuk in doing it, can we trust them? So Gemara says, the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rishon Gamliel is a case of where it's befeirish written in the Torah, right? It's a mitzvah ksuv b'Torah, but we don't know whether the kusim are observant. So ba Tanakama savar, sorry, ksiv below ezikul ba. Tanakama savar came in the ksiva once it's written. Alpha God below ezikul ba. So long as it's written in the Torah, even if we don't know for sure that they are observant, if it's written in the Torah, we can have an assumption that they do this bright line rule. Written in the Torah. They do it, we could be so much on them. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it's any low, it's low. You have to look at the facts on the ground, right? The case-by-case basis analysis, the case-by-case analysis. If they're supposed to do it, then you can do it. If not, not. The Gemara says, ihaki, if that's the case, then the Lashon doesn't make sense. Right, because the Lashon says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol mitzvah shehich sriku bakusim, right? The mashmos of that Lashon is coming to be marbe, it's coming to add. But what we have this right now is he's detracting. He's saying even if it's written, if they're not muksuk, you can't. Right? The lashon should have been in hefzik mivoyalei. Kol means is an inclusionary lashon. Here he's excluding. He's excluding siva. He's excluding Because he only says if they are muksa. So that's crazy. Oh, okay. So in that can be violated. The Gemara says, "No, so the machlokes is our case." El ika binayu the lok siva. It's not written in the Torah, but achzikuba. And yet we see that they keep the mitzvahs. Tanakama savar. He says, doesn't matter. Kevan the lok siva. If it's not written in the Torah, alpha gav the achzikuba namilo. Even if they do it, we can't be so mech on them. That's the same with the lumbuses behind that. It's very difficult. Since this is not in the Torah, even the Muslims, we can't be so mech on them. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll. One time they will. One time they won't. Maybe it's a minog. Whatever the reason is, he says that you can't be muksak on them, right? Right. Tanakama saw with the Rashi. It's like the fifth wide line. Matzah b'chol the domino the ksiva samchima on alayu bein ichsur glein loisak. There, it's a bright line rule. You can be somech on them for anything that's written in the Torah. V'delo ksiva, but it's not written in the Torah. Lo samchima alayu afilu ichsur. It's a very formal legalistic approach. You know, bright line rules. It's written yes. It's not written no. You know, a very formalistic approach as opposed to Rabbi Elazar Savar. Afilu shiva the ichsuk lo samkin alai. Rabbi Elazar, the middle chief, says you never storm it on them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar kol mitzvah shechziku with any mitzvah that they muksak in. Afagav the lo shiva samkin alai came the ichsuk ichsuk. That's the machlokes with Tam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's the machlokes. Okay.
Even the master on shechita, he had no problem giving you something that's not shechita.
That's correct.
They don't
care. They don't hold from the say either. Why? There are plenty of people who are firmer in their home when they go to the work. There are plenty of people who give an appearance of frumkeit, and then they'll go ahead and do other
things. One thing, and then they do something else. This is basic decency.
It's not basic decency. It's a halakha in the Torah. If the evil is against Mishol, if you're not Doris, the way the Torah writes it. Then they do it. So lift the evil looking initial means don't put a block in front of a blind person.
They would never do that.
Right, but they would certainly something that they wouldn't be.
They don't care.
They know you're masters.
Right.
But they still would give me the
you have plenty of places, you have plenty of people who are in a restaurant, you have a vegan who owns a milk who owns a steakhouse. He won't eat it, but he'll give it to you. You have plenty. That's because I won't eat it doesn't mean I won't give it to somebody else. Right? Plenty of people do that.
Right, and he knows you're a master.
But he doesn't care. It's not an issue to him. It's a kufa. Right? Go back to what we stated before on the table. Omer Rabba. Rabba said, Yisrael mumar okal nevelos teyavon. If you have a mumar teyavon, we said a mumar teyavon means somebody who, given the choice, will take the top kosher. But without a choice, he'll eat the nevelos. So what is he? His shechita is kosher. Bodik sakin. You can check the knife first. Then no sinlo. You give it to him. Umutu lefo mishutoso. And his shechita is good. His shechita is good.
But I don't think
that's
one of the finer points in
shechita.
What about all the other five things you can possibly do wrong?
No, he's obviously a
mumka.
He's obviously a...
He's actually an expert on
the matter. He's an expert in shechita. But he's a
mumer. Exactly.
Yeah,
so we're worried about
the thing. We're worried about the night. Well, Gorge, explain this better. So my timer, what's the reason why it's kosher? Because Kevin Ika had since if there would be a heter in Isser, lo shavik hetera akli sura. He would never leave the heter and go to the Isser. He only eats the Isser. When he's going out of work and everyone's going out to the restaurant, he'll go eat at the pig and whistle. But if he comes back home to Woodbeer and he has a choice between the non-kosher restaurant and Gourmet Glass, he'll go to Gourmet Glass. Because he has the option. However, so the Gemara says, Ehachin, what's your question? So Kilo Bodak Nami. What do I care about checking the knife? Why don't I check the knife? Why should I check the knife? Even if he doesn't check the knife, right? If it's Heter in front of him, he'll do it. Very weird, though, because the Gemara then answers, Lo Shavik, sorry, he says, Mitrak Lo Tarek. To go out of his way, he doesn't care. He's not going to care about it. So we have to give him a good knife, because he's not going to care whether it's a good knife or a bad knife. That's why we don't care about the knife. But then, so he's not going to be torah to find a good knife. But once he's doing the shechita, he'll do it right. So my thought to answer that: once you get into the shechita mode, and he's an expert, it's like rote. It's automatic. It's probably more difficult if the guy's an expert shochet and then went off to derech, and now you're giving him an animal to chef. probably more difficult for him to not do it right than to do it right. Because it's automatic to him. It's automatic to him. It's like getting in the car. It's automatic. Okay. So Ihachi Kiwo Bodhisnami. So Mitrako Torah. He's not going to be Torah. He's not going to be Torah, but for the game of the good night. So the Gemara then says, so Amru Le Rabbanan Le Rabba. So the Rabbanan said to Rabba, one second, maybe take a little hiatus over here. We did that. We did the Tosos, right? We did the Tosos. Okay. Right. We did that Tosos. I said everything I wanted to. But, so, you know, Amalei Rabbanu Rabba, I'll have a raya for you. The Rabbanu, in the Talmud, they kind of said to Rabba, I can bring a raya for you that you're correct. And a mummer on the Teyavon, a mummer to Oakland, the Teyavon, is Shtutos Kosher. Right? Because of the following case. Chemson shall Ovrei Avera, the Chametz of a Yisrael who doesn't care about beer chametz. So you have a Jew who keeps his chametz over Pesach. Now you have a problem with chametz over the Pesach. This is awesome. I focus on the rice near the bottom. It's definitely awesome. Right? So what happens? The Brisa says, Achar HaPesach, after Pesach, Mutter Miyad. I can go to this non-sperm Jew's house and eat the chametz in his house and use his dough. Great. Why? What? Mipnei, well, because there's a reason. Mipnei shehein machlifin, because they switch it. Very strange. Rashi says, okay, the idea is that they're as long as they can avoid an avera, they'll avoid. The real time in the chachamim, these non-firm people. I mean, it makes sense. In the Gemara, all the minim were like bucky in Tarak. Even in the times of the Middle Ages, and shots and Tanakh. So this guy, he's not concerned about keeping the chametz on Pesach. And once Pesach is over, he can minimize the aveira. He will. So he'll eventually flip his chametz with a goy's chametz. Here, Rashi. Rashi says, "Mnei machlifin b'shel obi tachavim." You're going to flip it with a goy's chametz. The cave in the matzah lechal hetera, since it's given the choice between Isser and Heter, they'll eat Heter. The chametz over the chametz over the Pesach mutter. The chametz of a goy is over the Pesach left is mutter. That's why you can go to Smitty's and pick one can for Pesach, right? Low achel, but the chametz over the chametz over the Pesach mutter. Low achel the day he's not going to eat his. The chametz he saw over Pesach aser. That's weird. So he's going to be mocked on chametz over Pesach, but not mocked on chametz. Okay. Anyway, the toast. Then Rashi asks, wait a second. Who cares? Aval apagav da hashtanami istu legabei. He can't eat this chametz that he switched it with. Why? Because chametz lov and Pesach is aser b'hanah, right? So if I flip my chametz with somebody else's chametz, so I got hanah for my chametz. So that other chametz would be aser to me. Aser b'hanah. So he's apagav da hashtanami istu legabei. The chametz anim chametz shechabel lov and Pesach. He's not getting hanah for chametz lov and Pesach. The ilav the yavli over the chametz and over yavli the day. He obviously made a switch. Because if he didn't make a switch, the guy wouldn't have given back his chametz. Wouldn't have given him other chametz. He'll say, I'll make a trade. I'll trade you my noodles for your noodles. Okay? So, b'afilu haki, but nevertheless, me or somebody else, ko ma de matzim ever betei report to avi. Whatever you can do in heter you can do, ul yidom yashar, but I can eat that. Not like he can help the chametz, not like eating his chametz. The ain lachot isra no, tov iskalif, and kutre most of the chametz, and dashas sweet, because the isra no doesn't go back on, isra no doesn't flip on to the chalif. So he can get hanah, so he can sell it to me, and I can eat it. Oh, interesting. Leyesha, and then he misagrees it. What is that? So let's continue. So Sabrua, we had a Havim think, who is the Shita going like, who says that the Chametz Sha'ol of the Pesach of a Jew is Mutter because we assume that he flipped it for a guy's Chametz? Sabrua, how many Rabbi Yehuda here? This is according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Amr Chametz Sha'ol of the Pesach is Midoraisa. The Katani Nation he Machlifin. And we see that he flipped even by Midoraisa. So Alma lo shav katayba achli sura. You see that when it comes to having a choice between heter and isser, they are going to go and get the heter. But I don't understand. So they have a choice between heter and isser, so why don't they trade the chametz for non-chametz? So I don't understand why there's going to be more machlokes of chametz over Pesach and not for chametz on Pesach itself. But you see, they make the switch, and if they make the switch, that means they're not going to be shav katayba. Given the choice, they're going to go for the heter. So too, by the Yisrael Mummer, given the choice. And he can eat their chametz. So to the Yisrael Mummer, give him a choice. You can eat his meat because give him a choice, he'll do it correctly. The Gemara says, "We may So how do you, question else, I mean, how do you eat this chametz that came over and you have pas'akum? It's whole over how he flipped it with, I'll take my loaf of bread and I'll switch it with your loaf of bread, you being a god. Well, how do I eat it? How can I eat it? It's pas'akum. So mimai. So how do you know this Bryce is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? We got to move. How do you know the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Rabbi Shimon. He maybe is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says the Amar Chomet Achar Pesach the Rabbanon and Veki Mekilim be the Rabbanon be the Rice from Mekilim. The reason why we allow you to eat the Chomet of a Pesach of a non-born Jew is because it's the Rabbanon. By the Rabbanon we weren't so machmir, but by the Rice we would be machmir, and therefore by the Rice like Shita you would be machmir even for this Mumel Teyavon, and you would say that the Shita is good. So the Gemara says no. But the heavy Amar Rabbi Shimon. Let it be Rabbi Shimon. Let it be Rabbi Shimon. What does it say? Mikatani Sha'ani Omer Hechlifo. It doesn't say that we assume that he switches it. It says Shemachlifa Katani. He's Badai Machlifa. He definitely, this Jew definitely switches over. So if he definitely cares about a mitzvah of Rabbanah, and Allah is kind of a common, he cares about a mitzvah of Raisa, right? The Badai Machlifin. Umad Rabbanah Loshova Katerva Asli Sura. So by the Rabbanah, we give him the choice in Heter and Isser, he goes for the Heter. So look, quote, with the Raisa, Toshke, and give him the choice in Heter and Isser, if they go for the Heter. So I have a riot for you, Rabba, that you throw mumra le nevelos te avon, whose shkita is good. Shkita is good, provided we check the knife beforehand. So Gemara says, wait a second, I'm going to bring another raya for Rava. I don't know why they bring another raya, but they're going to bring another raya. Ema misayeyo lei the following raya. Hakol shoftim. This is a tosefta, which I think it seems to be a tosefta that's explicating our Mishnah. Hakol shoftim. Right, what does a kol mean? And now we'll give some of the examples that we brought out in all those answers on that Beis and Gimel. Hakol shoftim, afilu kusi, lechakil, even a kusi can check, vafilu arel, even arel, someone doesn't have a bris mila, vafilu yisrael mumar, even yisrael mumar can check. Now we're going to try to figure out what's the case. So when we figure out what the case is, we'll have a raya for Rava. So, hi arel hechidami, what's the case of the arel? Let's say all his brothers from Hemophila and died because of Bris Mila, so that's why he's an RL, doesn't have a Bris Mila. Well, then he's a Yisrael Mali. He's a real full-fledged Jew. He's a putter from getting Bris Mila. Right? Hi Yisrael Maliyahu. Elephshita Murmel Arelis. We're talking a guy who's a Murmel Arelis. Like he takes after his father. His father was from San Francisco and from California. And he listened to the new crazy law about circumcision. And he didn't circumcise his son. And the son grew up. And also, I'm not going to do it, right? He wasn't want to do it, right? Right. So Elchita the Mumalar Reilus, right? The Kasavar, so he's not being mal b'meitzes. Don't understand why this. He's not being mal. The Kasavar Mumla Davar Echa Lo Havi Mumla Dol Kol Tor Kula. Just because he's a mumar for one thing doesn't mean he's a mumar for everything else. You can trust him, right? So that you can trust him, right? So if that's, and therefore you can be sumach on a shchita. So Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. Afilu Yisrael Mumar. What's the that case? Hi mumar hechidame. What's the case of mumar? E mumar la davar acher. If you say he's a mumar for any mitzvah, for one mitzvah, what doesn't do mitzvah 1 out of 613? Well then, hi no mumar la'areus. That's the same concept in mumar la'areus. It's one mitzvah that he's not doing. Albeit the la'areus is a kari, but it's just the same thing. He's a mumar for one of the. So there's no kiddush. It's the same halacha. If you're a mumar for one of the, you can still do shkita. Just being banned on one doesn't mean you're banned on the other. It's Elav, it's Mumar Osa Dover. Unless we're talking about a Mumar from the Velus itself. He'll eat the Velus. And nevertheless, it says that the Shkita is kosher to the Rava. That's the same thing as Rava. See a right to Rava. Tomorrow says, no, that may not be proof. Lo, well, in Amalach, I'll tell you, Mumar Osa Dover Lo. That a Mumar, a guy who eats the Velus, his Shkita is not kosher. Aye, so in my time, why? This is very logical. Cave with the Doshba, Keteir Dami Lo. Wait, okay, he's Mumar Osa eating the Velus. Once you start doing Averos, we all know, it becomes rote and heck to you. Like we saw Salanto says, if you do it, it's the halacha, the Gemara says, if you do it twice, it comes like hetera. Do it three times, it comes like a mitzvah. If you do the Averos multiple times, it comes like a heter to you. So he's not going to check it correctly. He's not going to care. So Elo Mumar Lavos Chavim. So our Mishnah, the Brisa here, it says that Mumar in that Brisa, took that a Mumar Lavos Zara. The guy worships the Avodah Zarah, right? And nevertheless, his shechita is kosher. Avodah Zarah is shechita is kosher, right? Avodah Zarah is kishneged kol Torah kula. Nevertheless, uchad Rav Anan, and we hold like Rav Anan, the Amar Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel, Yisrael mumar l'avodah zarah and mutlech mishchitaso. A mumar l'avodah zarah, you can eat from his shechita. I mean, always, it's mind boggling to me. You have all these Gemaras saying, and I guess Halacha is also like this, that you can be somech on all these people for their kashas. You can be somech on them. Yet when it comes to Pesach Bezman Hazeh, Mamish, you know, fathers won't eat by sons, neighbors won't eat by neighbors. If you could be so mech on the guy, you could be so mech on the guy. I guess you can't. I guess you can't tell somebody that, you know, I'm not so mech on you on Pesach. I mean, that's a slap in the face of the Gemara. You could probably say I have an extra chumrah. I'm not going to do that. But to tell someone, I'm not.
Well, we don't
what? No, but we have the Mashiachim. We have the Mashiachim. We'll talk about that. But that's because if you checked into it.
Okay.
You checked into it. Well, here we're talking about with Eidach and Nemam Bisurim. I eat by you all year long. I'm so mad on you. I eat by you all year long. I'm not checking into it. You know, this guy walks into my house on a regular Shabbos. He's going to eat everything. On Pesach, he won't.
Because people hold by different
colors. What? You could be so mech on a woman level of Zara. You could be so mech on. You can't be so mech on a frum yid.
You can't be so mech, but people wouldn't necessarily be so mech.
I don't know what they do in the chef house. Maybe you have a guy who's an unbelievable shofet, and you have mashgiach tamidi there.
Okay.
Gufa, Amar of Anan, Amar Shmuel. I understand the name of Shmuel. Yisrael Mumla Bosachav and Mutlechu Beschitaso. A Yisrael who's a Mumla Borazara, you can eat from the Shkita. I gotta move ahead because Malachi says tomorrow's daf is good, so we gotta get to tomorrow's daf before today. Right? She says, Yisrael Mumar, Labosachav and Mutlechu Beschitaso. Shekein Matino be Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda, Shenena Mishudas Achav. A little background. Achav was the king of Melch Yisrael, was a wicked dude. He was married to Yisrael, bad dude, worse than Borazara. His Mechutun is Yehoshaphat, who's the king of Yehuda, right? He's the Mechutim. He's the king of Yehuda. He's a tzaddik. He's a good guy. Now Achav wants to go wage war. He's trying to convince Yehoshaphat to join him in battle to wage war. I got against who? Okay, so what happens? So Achav invites Yehoshaphat to sit with him by a meal. And apparently, the proof from here is that Yehoshaphat, the tzaddik, ate the meal that Achav prepared. Achav being who's a mumel of Odozara. So he can eat Yehoshaphat on the street. So the story is brought down Dibra Yom Beis Parak Yichas. It says, "Vayizbach lo Achav son ubakar." So Achav shechted for him, so, I mean for Yoshafa son ubakar, larov v'la amasherimo, for him and for all the people with him. Vayisisei ulalos el Ramos Gilad, and he's trying to convince him, Mesis, right? He's trying to seduce him to come to him to Ramos Gilad to fight the battle with him. So you see from here that Achav shechted for Yoshafa, and Achav and his posse were all over the Avodah Zarah. So, nevertheless, and Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik, ate it. So, right, Rav Anan, that Yisrael, provided you have the appropriate shvita, the appropriate observance, that or hashkacha on it, you can be so mech on their shvita. So, Gemara says, with Dilma Mizbach Zava, mech lalacha. All right, maybe he shechted for it, maybe he didn't. Who says he ate it?
He ate fish.
Right, I'll have one big tomato not cut. Right, with Dilma Mizbach Zava. It says that by Yisiseyu, he's trying to convince him. They can't convince anybody else to give food, else to eat it. It doesn't work that way. You can tell me to do something with a big meal, I'm not going to eat anything. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, maybe he was trying to convince him with words only. No, hasasa doesn't work. You got to give somebody, you got to give him a present, you got to give him a bribe. The way the man's heart is through the stomach, you got to give him something. Okay, below, and hasasa is only with food. It's not with words alone. What about the case of the Mesis in the Gemara in the Torah? Right, the Hafsid, the Ki Yisischa Achil Lemor Nelcha Benet Elohim Achirim Elohim Achirim. Talk about Mesis. Just talks about words. The Gemara says no. Bachilah Vishtiya. It's also talking about the Mesis. The only way it's going to work is that the Mesis comes and gives you food and drink. You sit down by a meal. You try to convince the person to go according to your way. Just to sit down at a table without anything on the table doesn't work. You got to have some schnapps. You got to have some food. You give them a challenge, and then maybe they'll come along with you. The Gemara then says, I have a hot sieve. What about, it says, Hashem says to the Satan by Iyov, Batisiseni bole volochinam. The Satan was convincing me to go do harm to Iyov. But there's no Achilim Shtia. So you see clearly that Mesis doesn't require food. Where is it? Wait, talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, doesn't eat. Right? Lemal Shani. That's talking about Chafei Hashem. That's totally different. He doesn't need Achilim Shtia. So that's out of the picture. So what are we left with now? That they ate. Right, Rav Anan. One says, now the Dilma Mr. Ishti, maybe Yehoshaphat just drank from his wine, but Mechalo Acha, maybe he drank, but he didn't really drink from his wine, the Gemara says. So he's going to be, he cares about the Shechita, he won't eat the meat of a Mumar, but the Yayin, which is a possibility of Yayin Nessa, right? He's going to drink. He says, Maishna Shtiyah. Why would he drink from the Shtiyah? Darminon, Murmel of Osachavim, Lavim, Murmel of Torakula, and therefore his yain is not awesome like a goy. So nevertheless, Achila Nami. So to Achila, he should be able to eat. If he's drinking the wine, he should be eating the meat. Right? It's not one without the other. I think the wine is a little better, though, because the bar is going to say that wine is better because wine is... When it comes to wine, you have Yayin Nesek. But you just... If it's Yayin Nesek, it's not going to be on the table. It's going to be poured on them. You know, you're not going to have it. We're standing right there. Okay, so the bar says, Hakni Hashta, Stam Yenam Hu. There it's Stam Yenam. Right? Because we didn't see him pour. Right? It's Stam Yenam. Right? Rashi says, Stam Yenam Hu, towards the bottom. Shalora inu shenasul avos chakavim de litzar. Dixiv yistu yayin nesicham. Bafilu chashata le mumma lechotor kula shari. The dayin lo nesar yayin shol chakavim. This is before the wine is usher. Right? The meyurchas dibre talmid in shama hirohu. Two things. Number one, even if you see the stam yayin, even if you see the wine is usher, it would only be yayin nesar, and we didn't see yayin nesar. So it's worse than stam yayin. But even Stam Yenam was not awesome because it was only a takkala by the time of the Yuchas Zvar, right? Of the Talmid Shama of the Hillel. This is, in history, this is way before that time. We're talking about the times of Tanakh. We're talking about Zman Bayis Rishon here. So, the Gemara says, Hakri Hashem, Stam Yenam, there it's Stam Yenam, right? But Dayan Lo Nesar Stam Yenam is always a chavim. It's not awesome. It's not awesome yet. So, Barachila, which is a raisa, if it's in the Vela, Eimalach, Mumma Lavos Chavim, Hadim Mumma Kolotor Kula, and the Shkita would be awesome. So the Gemara says no. Ibayis ema. One way you can answer that is lav orcha. So the question that was maybe he drank and didn't eat. The Gemara says lav orcha demaka mishne below milchla. The king does not drink without eating. Maybe it's more of a practical idea that if you drink on an empty stomach, you're not going to have a clear head. I mean, the king sits down to a meal to make a decision, so he has to eat in order to have a clear head. Or maybe that's not the derech of the king. They don't do it. They eat, right? Ibayis ema. The pasuk says vayizba vayisiseyu. Vayisiseyu is written in conjunction with the zvicha. What did he convince him with? Via the zvicha, via the meat. He definitely ate the meat. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But I hate doing that. The Dilma Ovadja Zavach, maybe Ovadja, who was in charge of Achav's house, and Ovadja was a tzaddik gomor, so maybe he did the shkita, and that's why Yehoshaphat ate it. The Gemara says no, because it says Vayizbach lo achav tzonu vakal arov to everybody. The ksiv, larov ksiv, Ovadja lo have a suffix. Ovadja would not have been able to shech enough meat for everybody. Can't just be. It says everybody ate. Vidilma shivas alafim zabuach. Maybe the 7,000 tzaddikim who lived in the malchus of Achav, they shechted the meat for him. So there was enough people to shech kosher meat. The Gemara says the ksiv, because the pasuk says. I left over in Yisrael. Shivas alafim kol av yirkayim asher lo karu labal. These guys did not worship Baal, so they have you have enough tzaddikim to do shlita. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? These guys are running away. Yizebel's killing all the tzaddikim. Tamura having mitarim Yizebel. They're hiding. They're not out there. They're coming out to do shlita, and they're going to go back and hide. That's not the case. Alright, so v'dil magavi de achav habu ma'alu. Maybe there were enough people in Achav's camp who were not always one of Zara and they did the Shkita. So Moshe says, no, let's talk about that. That can't be the case. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Moshe Machshiv al Dvar Sheker, the Kol Mishtarsev Vishoyim. If you have an evil leader, you have evil followers, basically. So if Achav is only one of Zara, the Tash is only one of Zara also. So we're still, so no one else could have shechted for Yehoshaphat other than Achav and his people. For Achav and his people, all the Zara people, and Yehoshaphat ate. I have a Dilma Gavid Yehoshaphat Nami Lohavu Ma'alu, right? Sorry. Oh, so Gemara says maybe the anashim of Yehoshaphat weren't so kosher and they weren't so makbid and zavuch gavri the achav achul gavri the Yehoshaphat zavuch avadja achul Yehoshaphat. Maybe Yehoshaphat's men were not so great. So everything that Achav's men shefted, Yehoshaphat's men ate, and Yehoshaphat only ate from Obadja's shvita. All these machinations. And Gemara says no, lo sokadaitach. It's not possible that if Yehoshaphat's so good that his followers aren't good. But me the most maxim of sheker call Mishars of Rishayim, how their emes Mishars of Tzadikim. The flip side of the pasuk initially is if evil leader, evil followers, Tzadik leader, Tzadik followers. So they're all going to be mocked on kosher meat. So what's going on now? V'dilma zavuach gavri de achav achal achav v'achal achav v'gavrei and zavuach gavri de Yehoshaphat achal Yehoshaphat gavrei. Maybe they each shechted for their own. Achav and his guys shechted for his people, and Yehoshaphat and his guys shechted for his people. The Gemara says no. Lo havi masli nafshi minei. Yoshavah was very muzer over here, and he didn't want to separate himself from Ahav. The idea here is that they're coming to make a treaty. So you don't want to indicate that he's different or separate from him. Me no, and how do you know that he didn't want to be nivdal from Ahav? Anyway, maybe if you can learn from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Kamoni kamocha, ka'ami karmecha, I'm like you, my nation's like you, so we're all the same. So we're not being, I'm not being separating myself from him. It can't be elamayato, kisusai, kisusecha. The next words is that my horse is like your horse. So what's this pasuk talking about? It's talking about battle preparation. My army is now your army, my generals are your generals, my horses are your horses, we're going together in battle. So it says, Ella, Mada Havia Susech, Havia Susai, Hakanan, Mada Havalachi, Ilai, Imach, Havia Lai, Ilai, Imach. We're talking over here about getting ready for the war. So Ella, how do we know that he wasn't separating himself from Ahav? Ella Me Haka, the Pasuk says, Umelach Yisrael, which is Ahav, the Yoshaphat, Melach Yehuda, Yoshvin, they're sitting together, each Al Kiso, each one on their throne, Milubashim Begodim, wearing their royal clothes, the Gorin Pesach Shar Shomron, in the Gorin, and the open and at the gate of Shomron. So my Gorin, what's the Gorin here? The real expression for Ilema Gorin Mamish, Otu Shar Shomron Gorin Hava, was the gate of the capital city of threshing floor. It's not a Gorin. Ella, what's Gorin? Kigorin. They're sitting like a tsura of the Gorin. Means they're sitting together. Tsura of the Gorin is like the Sanhedrin sat. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah when the way the Sanhedrin sat. Sanhedrin Haisa Kachati Goronagula. They're like half a Goron sitting around. Kadesh Yeron and Zedzeh. So everyone would see each other. So you see, Yehoshaphat is sitting with Ahav in this manner, sitting together. He doesn't want to separate himself from Ahav, because they're going to battle together. So they're together. He's not separating himself. That knocked off the final objection, which was maybe Yehoshaphat and his men shepherded for his men, and Ahav shepherded for his people. No, he wouldn't have done that. So bottom line is, you see, that Yehoshaphat ate the meat that Ahav shepherded. A mumar l'avodah zarah is a proof to Rav Anan that mumar l'avodah zarah, at least the Gemara says that Yisrael mumar l'avodah zarah mutar lechol mishchitaso. Question is though, the Tosfos points out that the Gemara in Horios, right, the Bayam Tosfos, the Tema, right, the Perek Bas the Horios, speak of a Rav Afim Ravina, but mumar l'hachas ihavi min o mumar l'avodah zarah, a mumar l'avodah zarah kuli alma havi min. Everyone agrees he's a min. That's it, right? Ulkamon tiny speaks min of those chavim. It's a kasha based on the word of in Horios, which indicates that you cannot eat the meat of a mumar l'avodah zarah. Okay, yeah, I Tosfos for the answer. They say that maybe over there that's talking about that over there talking about the guy who was like a priest to avodah zarah. He was a komar, right? That but here may not be. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.